Good morning. It's Friday, the 23rd of June. I'm Steve Smith, and Amy Roth is with me from Royal Canin.
Yes. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Hello. Are we going English today? And then welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum, beginning with an event which got underway up at Okoboji Summer Theater. They're currently in the middle of the run of the Plaza Suite, and that will wrap up on Sunday, one of several theater projects wrapping up on Sunday. This comedy classic is written by one of America's most famous and favorite playwrights, Neil Simon. It features three hilarious vignettes all set in the same suite at New York's famed Plaza Hotel. Go to okobojisummertheater.org to find out more.
And Lamb Arts Regional Theater is presenting Pippin. It's a tongue-in-cheek musical comedy showing now until actually just tomorrow is the last day. In the play, young Prince Pippin longs to find passion and adventure in his life. Following advice from the people in his life, he seeks it out on the battlefield, in the temptations of the flesh, and in the intrigues of political power. It's a story about growing up, looking for wonder in the world, and how the ordinary can be extraordinary.
Lamar's Community Theater will also be wrapping up their current production, which is Little Shop of Horrors. That's last performance will be Sunday, June 25th. It's in the horror comedy rock musical. Meek flower shop assistant Seymour pines for his co-worker Audrey during a total eclipse, which we have a total eclipse coming up later this summer, actually.
Awesome.
But Seymour discovers an unusual vampire plant, which he names Audrey 2.
Feed me. Feed me, Seymour. The Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department presents Yoga in the Park. The summer outdoor series continues tomorrow with a free yoga class led by an instructor from Studio 83 Holistic Wellness. The all-level class starts at 9 a.m. in the green space on the riverfront west of the Hilton Garden Inn. Participants should bring their own yoga mat and a bottle of water.
June is PTSD Awareness Month, and Operation Engage America is hosting its second annual Bridging the Gap Festival, and that'll be Saturday from 1 to 10 p.m. at the Prairie Peddler Gardens north of Otebolt. During the Military and First Responder Appreciation Day, there will be yard games, live music, rock climbing, plus testimonies from veterans and family members, and a balloon release.
Cool. That's cool. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a nature hike tomorrow at 1:30. During the guided sensory hike, participants discover the mysteries of the forest as they smell, listen, feel, see, and maybe even taste items along the trail. This hike is open for all ages that are able to complete an intermediate trail.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a camouflage critters program tomorrow evening at 6:30, and that'll be at the Southwood Conservation Area. The summer naturalist interns will be leading a hike through the beautiful Southwood trails as participants look for signs of camouflaged critters. The Southwood Conservation Area is 1 mile southwest of Smithland.
And the Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department is presenting Movies in the Park. The outdoor series continues tomorrow with a showing of The Secret Life of Pets. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it. At the Grandview Bandshell starting at 9 p.m. In the animated film, Max's cushy life as the favorite pet is turned upside down when his owner adopts a sloppy mutt named Duke.
To go with the traveling exhibit, The Hidden Works of J. Ding Darling at the Sioux City Public Museum, Sam Koltinsky will be presenting a program called The Legacy of Darling. There will be a screening of the documentary film Darling is Back, The Restoration of Lake Darling. That'll be at 1:30 on Sunday, followed by an exhibit tour and discussion at 3 o'clock, exploring Ding's inspiration and activism. Ding was a pioneering conservation activist and two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist from right here in Sioux City.
Awesome. The Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting Traditional Native Beadwork, a demonstration and discussion with Sherman Bear Ribs and Diane Comes Out Holy Two Sticks at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 25th. Visitors will watch the artists as they create beaded objects and discuss the cultural meaning and beauty of their work. The artists have presented workshops and demonstrations regionally and nationally.
Okoboji Summer Theater's next production, now they're currently doing the Neil Simon one, but they're starting on Tuesday, they begin with their next, which is another comedy. It's The Nerd, and that runs from Tuesday, June 27th through Sunday, July 2nd. In this character-based comedy, young architect Willem Cubbert is delighted when an unexpected guest joins his birthday party, but the guest's nightmarish behavior throws the occasion into mayhem. More information at okobojisummertheater.org.
And again, the Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department is presenting a Pirates and Princesses pool party for children 3 years old and older on Wednesday the 28th, and that'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Riverside Pool. There will be swimming, ice cream and crafts, as well as costumed pirates and princesses to take pictures with. Capacity is limited to 300 people. Registration is required, and visit sioux-city.org to get your kids registered.
The Iowa Lakeside Lab is hosting Wild Wednesdays through August 2nd on just Wednesdays, obviously. The theme of this summer's series is Build a Better World, and there's a hands-on education program coming up this next time called Nature's Plumbing, How Water Gets Around, and that'll be on Wednesday, June 28th, and that's at 7 o'clock.
Fabricated Facades by Daniel Perry is on display at the Pearson Lakes Art Center now through the 1st of July, Saturday. Perry sculptures are a combination of cultural imagery and ideas constructed in the guise of whimsical architectural and mechanical forms presented in dynamic composition. And you can find out more at lakesart.org.
And we're, like, I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning, but I think Cultural Continuum will be dark next week.
Okay.
Because of the 3-day weekend. But we did want to mention that the Saturday in the Park Festival, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Saturday in the Park Festival is Saturday, and it's at the Grandview Park Bandshell again. For more than a quarter century, this free event has brought thousands of people together for an afternoon of great food, fireworks, an arts alley, carnival rides, and best of all, a lot of free music. Mm-hmm. That free music this year, headliners include British soul singer Joss Stone, New Orleans singer, multi-instrumentalist Trombone Shorty with Orleans Avenue, and the Revivalists. Also performing will be Johnny Swim, Eric Lindell, another fine musician out in New Orleans, 35th and Taylor, originally from right here in Sioux City, also Port Nocturnal. And over on the Abe stage, headliners Shark Week and Brother Ali will be preceded by a great variety of local acts. You can find all kinds of other information. I was just looking at, over the history of the performers that have been in the Saturday in the Park
Amazing.
Festival. And just amazing.
Absolutely
anybody
amazing.
Who's anybody has been on that stage at some point, it seems.
Except for you.
Except for me. Actually, I introduced a band once many years ago.
Okay.
Anyway, all that can be found on their website, which is saturdayinthepark.com. If you have an event that you would like to hear us talk about on a 2 weeks from now edition of Cultural Continuum, you can send that to us at kwitppsa@witcc.edu. For my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith. We're going to leave you with music from Joss Stone, who will be on stage at the Saturday in the Park Festival in 1 week and 1 day.
Got to be, and if you.